Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. It is Thursday, June 11, 2020. Fight for your country. I'm bringing that slogan back because this country's under siege. You know it. We'll get into it tonight in a micro way. We have Ben Stein. You remember him. He's a journalist and an actor and a man about town. He's going to come in. He wrote a very interesting column when talked to him about it. The lead story tonight is Black Lives Matter. And the reason that we're spending time on this is because you're not being told the truth about it in the national media. It's not happening. And I would submit to you that most Americans have no idea, and you can put in the word blank and no blank an idea, what Black Lives Matter really is. You do, because you watch me and other news vehicles and you're interested in your country. But I want to tell you, most people don't. So last night I'm watching PBS and a Black Panther documentary from 2016, and it was a soft documentary. The Panthers were making breakfast for kids, and they were braiding their hair and doing things like that. And there was some mention of them not liking the police, and but not a lot. You know, more like the Panthers were a social organization that were wasn't really dangerous. They reached their apex 50 years ago, the Panthers did. Then they went down as their leadership was arrested for various things. I'm not real interested in that. What I am interested in is the comparison between the Black Panthers and Black Lives Matter, the organization Black Lives Matter. They're the same organization. Roll the tape.
Time to pick up the gun.
Off the field.
Revolution has come.
Off the field.
Time to pick up the gun.
Off the field.
Revolution has come.
Off the field.
Time to pick up the gun.
Off the field.
Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon.
All right, so is there any difference? No, there isn't. And if you still need convincing, let me put forth the manifesto of Black Lives Matter. Here's what they want. First, we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our Black community. We want full employment for our people. We want an end to the robbery by the capitalists of our Black and oppressed communities. We want decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. We want education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches us our true history and our role in the present day society. We want all Black men to be exempt from military service. We want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of Black people. We want freedom for all Black men held in federal, state, and county and city prisons and jails. We want all Black people, when brought to trial, to be tried in a court by a jury of their peer group or people from the Black communities as defined by the Constitution of the United States. We want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. Okay, so that was the Black Panther Manifesto. I want to be clear about that. And it was put out by a guy named Huey Newton, who is the leader of the Panther, and a guy named Bobby Seale. Now, if you go to the Black Lives Matter manifesto, it's pretty much all that. You don't need, there's no draft anymore, so you don't need exemption from military service, but there's no difference. It's basically, we want power to do what we want. And we all should understand this. Now, just for that analysis, I'm going to be attacked. I'm going to be boycotted. I will be hurt by the far left. They don't want you to know what Black Lives Matter is all about. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that George Soros' Open Society Foundation has donated $33 million to the Black Lives Matter organization. They don't want any of this out. And it won't be out. You won't hear it on cable news or network news, but you will hear it here.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, so let's go to the roots of inequality, according to Joe Biden. So you heard Ben Stein, you heard Bill O'Reilly. I thought that was a very provocative and worthy conversation. Let's hear from Joe Biden in 1993. Go.
Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized, they literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now, not out of a liberal instinct for love, brother, and humanity, although I think that's a good instinct, but for simple pragmatic reasons. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now.
All right, it was 27 years ago. Nothing has improved. All right, but I thought you'd like to hear from Mr. Biden. His opponent, Donald Trump, goes to Dallas today, big fundraiser. Listen to this. If you want to see the president in Dallas, it is $580,000 a couple, $500,000 a couple, to see the president in Dallas in his private fundraiser. But then you have to get tested for the COVID, got to pass a temperature screening upon entering the room, and then you have to complete a wellness questionnaire, All right, while he is in Dallas, the president is going to visit the Gateway Church. That's not the fundraiser. He's going to have a roundtable discussion, and then he'll do an interview, I think, with FNC. So that's what Donald Trump is up to today. Father's Day, June 21st. You got to get on it. You got to get on it. You only have about 10 days. We have premium membership. Give it to Dad as a gift. You get any book free. You give Dad or Granddad a lifetime membership to BillO'Reilly.com. Get all the killing books, all eight, plus Crazy Horse. Killing Crazy Horse comes out September 8th. That's the best deal I have ever put forth right there. Another quick break. Back with Are You Angry?
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, my final thought of the day deals with anger. I found myself getting pretty angry last night when I was going over researching this program for today. Because I know the dishonesty of the media, and you know, I don't see it as liberals doing this, liberals doing that. There are people I don't respect on the left, but there are people I don't respect on the right. People who exploit and have points of view for money, and I know who they are. You may or may not know who they are. I'm not going to name names. Nobody can look into anybody's heart. But what I think this is all about is media corruption. So the media is not telling you about Black Lives Matter, and they're not telling you about Antifa. They're not telling you about any of this because they like it. They want the whole thing to be disrupted. But here is the bottom line on all of these protests. They're happening because Donald Trump was elected president. And once that happened, the radical left said, we don't want any more freedom. We don't want any more debate. We don't want any more any of that. We're going to wipe it all out, just like Joe Stalin did. We're going to wipe it out. And anybody who goes up against us, we're going to destroy their life. Because if we have open dialogue and freedom of expression, Donald Trump, he can get reelected. But we don't want any of that. That's what's going on. And the poor George Floyd and his family, they're using them to do this. You guys have a great weekend. I'm checking into BillO'Reilly.com on a regular basis. Please, I hope you do too. And we'll talk to you again soon.